March 23rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, remember always that I look only at what is in the heart. Therefore, it does not matter where you are when you pray. If you pray with love in your hearts, Moses prayed on a mountain. John the Baptist prayed from the middle of a river. My son prayed as he hung from the cross. Do not be distraught then, if in these difficulties you now face, you are denied access to a church or temple. Pray where you are sheltered. Prayer in the midst of sacrifice and need is most powerful. In your weakness, you will find strength. Govern your hearts to realize and accept this truth. Make of your heart a shelter of prayer." A note is given to read Psalm 6, 8 through 10. "Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and sorely troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 3, 20 through 21. "Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.